Proclamation number 3302 of 22nd of October, 1944. Truth, calm and inner peace. How erroneous people's thinking is can be seen from the fact that they lack the blissful tranquility of the knower who constantly draws strength from the right knowledge which corresponds to truth. And as long as this tranquility does not dominate a person's nature, he does not yet live in truth, i.e., in the right knowledge of them, for he can certainly also have intellectually received the truth within himself but nevertheless need not live in knowledge if it has not yet become mental property, thus he has received it with heart and intellect. Pure truth must also bring people inner peace. For pure truth is a gift from God which he bestows upon the person who is worthy of such a gift. And divine gift will always make happy. Humanity, however, is in a state of disruption, restlessness, searching, trepidation and constant uncertainty. It is plagued by doubts and willingly rejects what it previously thought to be truth. But it would hold fast to the pure truth and defend it with tenacity and steadfastness. But it does not yet possess the pure truth. Otherwise the great suffering would not pass over the earth either. For truth guarantees right thinking, and right thinking does not result in such chaos as the earth is in at present. Wherever truth is proclaimed, there is a haven of peace, and anyone who accepts the truth can likewise enter this haven of peace. For even if the greatest restlessness prevails around him and the greatest discord rages, the bearers of truth will be little affected by it because the truth itself already protects them from falling into a restless state. Truth bearers are connected to God and the world can no longer take away the inner peace that radiates from God into their hearts. It can only outwardly oppress the body but no longer seriously endanger the soul, and this security of the soul also radiates to the whole person so that he stands safely and calmly in the midst of the storm of the world. For truth has strength within itself once it touches the human being's heart and is accepted by the human being's will. This power must overcome all opposing forces because it is stronger than them. Only when the human being stands in truth, in recognition, does his aim stand tangibly before him, and then he strives unswervingly towards this aim and can no longer be shaken in his security and tranquility. He is indeed still physically exposed to the hardships of life, but even these no longer seem so immense that they make him timid as soon as he takes refuge in the eternal truth, in the Word of God, the truth which has become form, for the strength of the divine Word noticeably flows through him and restores his inner calm. But where there is error, there will also be a constant state of perplexity. The greater and more oppressive, the deeper the human being stands in error. But the world at present represents an immense amount of error and is alarmingly far from the truth. Truth, however, is light, error is darkness. And where there is darkness, there will also be confusion, chaos, which is earthly and spiritually threatening. For divine order will no longer be observed because darkness no longer allows it to be recognized. Therefore, where there is error, there will also be wrong actions, for erroneous teachings result in erroneous thinking and this in turn causes actions which contradict divine order. And the fact that the world's thinking is completely wrong is evident from its actions which represent a single work of destruction, which are directed against the divine will of creation, which cause utmost harm to fellow human beings and thus completely contradict the divine commandment of love. Such deeds can only give birth to a wrong will, a wrong thinking, which again only emerged from the error which is spread in the world as truth. Where error is, there is also unkindness, for where love is taught and also practiced, there is truth, because God Himself, who is the eternal truth, is also where love is. For truth and love are inseparable. And therefore erroneous thinking can inevitably be concluded where unkindness spreads, and erroneous thinking is the result of erroneous teachings. And this is why truth shall prevail against error. This is why God Himself sends bearers of truth amongst people to impart it to them so that they will find the way out of the chaotic state, so that they will become acquainted with the blissful inner peace which only truth can bring them, which has an effect both spiritually as well as earthly, for earthly conditions will also visibly improve once truth has taken hold amongst humanity and love has also found its way in with it. Then there will be light and peace and tranquility, because with truth and love God Himself is close to people and light and strength constantly emanates from Him and the human soul finds peace in realization, in the right knowledge which makes it unspeakably happy. Amen.